everybody. Bill Buckmaster. Name of the show? My last name. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. Ray Allen is our fine young man who is engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show this edition, our Tuesday edition, March 8th, 2016, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. We're live streaming on my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's fine website, kvoi.com. We have our podcasts and really pretty much every show we have done over the past 5 years, available 24/7 at my website, buckmastershow.com. We're going to begin today with our Pima Community College interview series, followed at about 12:20, our Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, giving me a thumbs down, full thumb. Midway between up and down, which is like flat. Something like that. Shelley will be along to tell us about how the market is doing. The markets have been doing pretty well lately. 12:30 today, Jack Chalom. He's the nutrition reporter. He will answer your health and wellness questions. The Buckmaster Show, always welcoming new friends. You can find us on Facebook, and it's under my name, Bill Buckmasters. We would love to have you join the fold. And also, we are doing Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We do resume now our monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's six community campuses home. Today, we're going to hear from Dr. Nicola Richman. Dr. Richman is the Assistant Vice Chancellor for Institutional Research Planning and Effectiveness. Dr. Richman, how are you? Thanks for being with us.
I'm very well. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
What would you say is kind of your marquee project that you are working on in research planning and effectiveness?
Without question, at the moment, it's revisiting the mission of the community college. We've held a number of discussions over the course of getting close to 2 years now, redefining the mission of the college, identifying our priorities, and figuring out how we measure our progress against those priorities.
When you talk about a mission statement, why is that important? I mean, you do need some kind of blueprint, right, to carry on, and this has not been done in a few years, I assume.
Absolutely. The previous mission statement that the institution had been in place for a number of years, and we really hadn't carried out a comprehensive review of the mission and what our core function is as a college. So one of the main reasons for doing this is to hear from the external community, the internal community, and get a sense from everybody about what the priorities really should be at the institution. Then we document that through the mission statement, the vision, and then our core themes and objectives. And that gives us a comprehensive framework that reaches across the institution. We can align our operations to that. We can determine what we're doing well, where we need to improve. And it gives us an overarching sense of structure that means we can align what we do with the priorities for the college.
What would you, if you had to give a one-sentence description of what the mission is right now, what would you say it is, Dr. Richman?
It is about supporting and improving student success in whatever that means to the students who are coming to the institution.
You have a fascinating background. We were chatting briefly before we went on the air. You come from the United Kingdom, from around the London area, mm-hmm. and you've been over here for about 15, 16 years. But you're a planetary scientist, which is very interesting. Like, you're doing now this mission statement for Pima Community College. People may be wondering, how does planetary science fit into all that? But you gave me a very interesting answer when I asked you that before the show, how the two could actually dovetail.
Absolutely. It seems really different. So when you talk about student success, and then you talk about understanding, in my case, the magnetization of the moon and Mars, how are these things tied together? But the principle is all about data analysis. So understanding the data you're working with and applying appropriate research methods to be able to identify associations, how particular factors impact other things. And the same kind of techniques that you use in planetary science and other areas of research apply in the same way or through slight adjustments to understanding students. What kind of factors inform student success? If we look at all of the classes that our students take, are there pathways through those classes that enable them to be successful if they take particular sequences of classes. And the same kinds of techniques that you use in physical sciences can be applied in institutional research as well.
So it's very much data-driven, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
How does the community input figure? It should be, and it should play a prominent role, and I think it is playing a prominent role, community input in deciding how the PCC will be going forward.
It's critically important because as a community college, our role is to meet the needs of the community and ensure we have educational offerings that meet the different needs that our students have. It could be to get a degree from us. It could be transfer to another institution. It could be improving their workforce skills or just general interest. There's a whole variety of things. And for us as an institution, when we talk about our mission, we need to hear from the community. We need to know what those needs are and what those priorities are so that we can ensure that we're addressing them and also make sure that when we report out on how we're doing in terms of our mission, that we're focusing how we report out on those specific priority areas.
And how is this mission, how does it fit into the work that's being done with the Higher Learning Commission to bring the college off what I guess you would call notice and fully restore the accreditation of Pima?
It's one of a number of items identified by the Higher Learning Commission as in need of focus at the institution. And partly this was because of various timelines that have been at work for the college. So we undertook a comprehensive strategic planning process a couple of years ago. But the strategic plan should be directly guided by the mission of the institution. And because of the timing at that point in the college's history, we did not have time to do a comprehensive review of the mission and establish a strategic plan. And so now, while we have the time now to focus on the mission of the institution, carry out a very detailed comprehensive review of that. And that then starts to give us this structure where our mission flows to support our next strategic planning process. And our next strategic plan in turn flows to support unit plans, which are embedded across all aspects of the institution. So it's really kind of our guiding focus of where we apply our efforts so we can make sure we're moving forward.
What is the timetable, the latest thinking now from getting Pima off notice?
We'll be submitting a notice report to them early in the summer this year, and they will be out to carry out a visit probably in September of this current calendar year. And they'll take a look, they'll focus on particular areas as they identify through the notice sanction. And then in February, or early, around about February, early next year, we'll hear the final decision from their board.
We're speaking with Dr. Nicola Richman, Assistant Vice Chancellor for Institutional Research Planning and Effectiveness at Pima Community College. During this whole input process, school districts around the high school districts, it's important you hear, I suppose, from them as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. Our connections to our high schools are really, really important. We need to have dual enrollment offerings where possible, mm-hmm. so students can earn college credits while they're in their high school classes. We also need to make sure we're aligning our curriculum with the levels that students reach during their high school time so that when they come to us, they can be successful in our classes.
It's critically important that students have a community college in this community. I mean, not every student is ready for a four-year institution. Some may want to just test the water of higher education. Perhaps they're not exactly sure what they want to do with life, and this is a really critical point, this entry into the higher education field. And their experience, it's your job there at Pima and all of the educators there to make sure that everybody gets a shot at least an opportunity.
Absolutely. We need to make sure that our offerings cover the diverse spectrum of needs of students in the community, the different people who would benefit from improving their skills, be it through our developmental education program, our credit classes, or some of the workforce classes that we offer, so that they can come to us, get the education that they need to then go on and be successful in whatever it is that they want to do.
What do you think Pima's strong points are right now, Nicola?
Oh, we have a number of different areas which are really strong. The focus that the institution is adopting, really aligning everything to support student success and making sure that we very carefully evaluate what we do and support the exact needs of those students. And we have a lot of very, very dedicated faculty members. And we have, of course, small class sizes, which means for those students, they get very individual attention from the faculty members who teach those classes.
And of course, it's not just younger students, but it's adult education as well.
Absolutely. When you look at the demographics of the students taking our classes, it covers the full spectrum. We have students who are very young in our dual enrollment classes and other offerings at the college, and it ranges all the way through to students who are retired, who are in their 60s, 70s, who are taking personal interest classes.
Dr. Nicola Richmond, thank you very much for being with us. Probably the best way to find out about your course offerings is to go to the website.
Absolutely.
And that website is pima.edu. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, coming up now on 1216 on The Buckmaster Show, we'll look at the money markets with Shelley Fishman right after this.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045. Fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
You're invited to the 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards on May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be announcing the winners of this year's awards in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. Our keynote speaker is Congresswoman Martha McSally. Join us as we celebrate Tucson's business community. It is the business event of the year. Register now at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman, CFP, is who we consult with here on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday. Shelley, how are you?
I am well. Let's not leave CFP up to people's imagination.
Oh, we need
certified
to say,
financial planner.
That's right. We definitely need to
otherwise,
say
otherwise, I mean, you could think of any number of things that might stand
for. Thank you. Then. No, yes.
And people will.
And actually, you know, now that you bring it up, we should probably also say this is not something that you mail away for and send a $1.98 and you get a little diploma.
No. You take 18 postgraduate credits and then you sit for a 10-hour exam. It's just a joy.
Well, you know, there was an interesting article recently in the Wall Street Journal talking about retirement and what people need. Some of the tools and, of course, you need money. But you need to know how to handle and make sure that money goes a long way.
It was in the March 6th Sunday edition, actually, by attribute it to its author, Andrea Coombs. And the title is How to Retire in a Bear Market. Now, first of all, I take issue with the title. Mm-hmm. We don't have a bear market. This is not a bear market by any means. We've had a correction. We're coming out of the correction. Seems to be kind of going fairly well. But that said, every retiree needs to worry about drawing money out of their savings, their retirement savings, in a down market. What happens when they need to use those savings and therefore take principal or interest in principal out in order to live and maintain their lifestyle while at the same time watching the market go down? You know, when you're 40 years old or 50 years old, you kind of grit your teeth and ride through the inevitable downturns. We're not in a bear market now, but we will be again at some point. I can't tell you when. If I could do that, I'd be a very, very rich person. But we know there are going to be bear markets. And so how do you insulate your plan, your retirement plan, from those downturns? And what Andrea does here is really talk about some strategies that you could potentially use to insulate yourself from that kind of negative volatility.
Let's talk about some
and
of these strategies.
Let's talk about them. The first thing I have to say is not a one of them is appealing. Every single one of the strategies is essentially the least bad option, okay? So the first thing I would say, as we've talked about time and time again, is as you get ready to retire and nearer to retirement, the best thing to do is take the volatility to the extent you possibly can out of that portfolio so that you can thumb your nose at the market rather than try to accommodate the market. So my number one would be thumb your nose. But if you can't thumb your nose, one of the things that Andrea talks about is tap a buffer, which means, you know, you should have several months, maybe even a year or two, worth of the income that you need from your portfolio sitting in cash that you can then grab to use. It will not have gone down when the market went down. It will have stayed pretty much flat or maybe even a little up if interest rates go up. So why is that a bad option? Because that's money that's not invested.
Yeah, that's money that's basically parked on the sidelines.
And most of us mortals don't have the ability to have a financially robust retirement savings and a couple of years sitting in cash just in case.
No.
So, you know, is that for mortals or is that for the supermortals and for the supermortals who cares?
But again, Shelley, even if it's not for a couple of years or even a year, it should be enough cash for, say, 2-3 months
absolutely.
At the least.
You need, or more. Okay. You need to have the cash available to take care of the expenses that come up that you should have built into your financial plan. Things like, oh, gosh, I need a new roof.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or my car is a dozen years old or more than that, and I need a new car. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are five-digit expenses.
Yeah, so, I mean, ideally at least a year, say.
Oh, at least a year, if you possibly can.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that we've seen over the past 5 or 6 years is that one strategy is to simply work longer. You know, I'd love to retire at age 66, but I'm going to work longer because I have to.
And there's nothing wrong with that, because a lot of people really do enjoy work and don't like the word retire.
Precisely. Yeah. Another strategy is to downsize. Well, you mm-hmm. can downsize a lot of things. You can downsize your expenses, cut mm-hmm. back on the number of times you go out to eat or the number of vacations you take. Or if you're sitting there in the same house you raised your family in that's got 17 bedrooms and a heliport on top, you know, maybe you want to kind of downsize to an A-frame or a patio home or something like that. So you're going to reduce your expenses and at the same time be able to use the cash equity that you built up in that home, hopefully, to help you fund your retirement. Now, that for many people is not not a viable opportunity. They want to leave those homes to mm-hmm. to their kids. But, you know, you do what you need to do in tough times. Cutting costs in general, we talked about that a little bit. One thing that I build into all retirement strategies is some percentage of your income becomes locked in. In other words, it can't go down regardless, or as we say in Brooklyn, irregardless of what happens to the markets. So regardless of what happens in the markets, if you have locked in a certain level of income, now some of that is by nature done through Social Security. Mm-hmm. Some of it is through retirement plans. Mm-hmm. But the careful use of annuities in your portfolio can guarantee that your income will never fall below a certain level, even if the market tanks and stays tanked for a while.
So that's locked in money.
It's locked in money. Okay. And by the way, you don't have to give up control of that money. There are lots of annuity products out there that allow you to mm-hmm. not just give that money up when you and your spouse pass. What's ever left would be then be left to your beneficiaries. One of the things that we've talked about a little bit, and it's very, very important in times of stress, is don't panic. And Ms. Coombs talks about that here, and it's really important. The last thing you want to do is listen to the two devils on your shoulder, and they're called greed and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things can cause you to chase the curve, and we've talked about that a little bit. If you can avoid using money in downtimes, do everything you can to avoid that and to ride through, and then work with a financial advisor to insulate your portfolio against that kind of volatility. And one of the things that goes along with don't panic is don't listen to people like me. The talking heads who all have wisdom mm-hmm. and are willing to preach that wisdom to you endlessly on the radio and television. Okay? Work with an advisor that you trust. Don't listen to the things you're hearing on TV. These people have other agendas mm-hmm. That they're working on. Be really careful to get opinions not about the broadest spectrum of investors, but about you as an individual. That is so critical because your needs are typically different from everybody else's. So not panicking is really, really important.
We'll put that one in capital
letters.
And then
if you do get this article from mm-hmm. the Wall Street Journal, the last thing she mentions is the possibility of doing a Roth conversion of your IRA. Take that page out of the article, rip it up, and throw it away.
Okay.
That's fine if you're below about age 55. You might want to consider it. But if you're really in retirement or thinking of retirement, you're probably not below age 55. The last thing you want to do is pay all of those taxes now and not have them invested over the next 20 or 30 years. So I, you know, really strongly disagree with Andrea Combs on that. But that, you know, it's a really, I think, timely way of thinking about retiring and thinking about the things you can do in a very volatile environment, again, to insulate your portfolio and to give you the freedom of choice and also the peace of mind that you need to retire.
Shelley, very good advice, and thank you for bringing our attention to that article in Wall Street Journal, How to Retire in a Bear Market. Again, the author, the date of the article was
March 6th.
March 6th.
And it's by Andrea Combs. And it's available online. I mean,
very
you can
good.
Get it. No problem.
And, of course, one thing that we strongly recommend is going to Shelley and his website. And you can get to that website very easily because we'll send you over there from
BuckmasterShow.com.
We'll link
you to ShelleyFishman.com.
Shelley, thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for a newsmaker interview with Tucson Unified School District Governing Board member Cam Juarez, plus education writer David Safir of the Tucson Weekly. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming podcasts and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday edition, 1235 in Tucson, Arizona. Tucson, Arizona is blessed to have one of the finest nurseries. I mean, everything green you can think of is at Green Things. They started off on 4 acres off of River. They're up to 13 acres at 3384 East River, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. I've been going there for years. They do a fabulous job with 33 greenhouses. They've got the pottery, gardening supplies. My next guest, Jack Chalam, the nutrition reporter, we were talking during the break, and Jack says he has his green thumb has emerged again. Hey, Jack. How
yeah, are you? This is interesting for me, but yeah, I've been up to Green Things to buy some plants, mm-hmm. and I'm going to try to get back up there again later this week. And their yard and garden sculptures caught my eye too.
It's like a destination. They've got and the pottery. We had Bruce Ash, I think it was here yesterday. Bruce was saying that he gets all his pottery there, and he says this is not the kind of pottery that you water once and the stuff disintegrates. This is high-quality pottery. A lot of it's 50% off. Jan and Jack, the owners there, do a really great job. They've got sculptures. You said garden sculptures, which are fun.
Yeah, yeah. I bumped into Jan when I was there about a week or two ago. And it's a great place, and obviously it's locally owned.
Yep.
We you know, it's not a chain.
Nope, we try to support local businesses. Jack Chalam is here. He's the editor and publisher of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. It's an independent newsletter reporting on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. Always contains a wealth of good nutritional-related material. Jack is our monthly contributor on nutrition. He is based, speaking of local, he's here in Tucson, but he does travel the world speaking and talking about nutrition. He's a member of the prestigious American Society for Nutrition. He's the best-selling author of more than 20 books. One of the books that's been very popular is called No More Fatigue. And Jack, speaking of speaking engagements, you've got one, I think, coming up, right? Local. Local.
Yes, I do. March 31st, 6:30 p.m. There's a new natural grocer store opening in Broadway Village, Broadway and Country Club.
Is this their third store?
Their third in Tucson, and they're going to be opening a fourth in the fall. Details to come on that. You know, it's a great family-owned chain. Great prices. I'm going to be talking on pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes. The store actually opens March 22nd. Again, my little talk is March 31st, 6:30 in the evening.
All right. Should be fun. Jack, I'm glad you're feeling better. If you have escaped, and I'm talking you being any of the listeners out there, if you've escaped unscathed this winter without a cold or the flu, you're very lucky. Pat yourself on the back.
I saw my doctor yesterday, just kind of like a routine checkup, and he said almost no one is getting through this season without getting nailed by a flu, cold, sore throat, pneumonia, whatever.
And everybody says it hangs on forever.
Yeah, it's kind of like a peculiar group of viruses that have mutated and gotten a little bit stronger. And I'm sure, you know, I don't want to complain about snowbirds, but, you know, when people are coming here from northern climates, there's a risk of bringing some bugs with. And then over Thanksgiving and Christmas, I mean, that's kind of like the microbial gift exchange.
That keeps on giving,
yeah.
Right? Well, let's hope it's kind of waning a little bit. March is still, though, cold and flu season, and it's not too late to get a flu shot. The shot this year, I'm told, is about 60 to 70% effective. And even if you do get the flu and you've had a flu shot, perhaps your symptoms would be a bit less.
Yeah. You've
been kind of
flu shots. And you know, what's interesting in the research is the effectiveness of a flu shot depends in large part on your nutritional status.
Right.
And if your nutrition is good, the flu shot will take much better than if you're basically eating at fast food restaurants every day.
790-2040. We are now opening up our live line for Jack. So if you have a question about nutrition, wellness, health, give us a call right now. We'd like to hear from you. 790-2040 for Jack Chalom. Your lead story in the Nutrition Reporter, the March issue, dietary nitrate, the nutrition you need but probably don't know about. I don't know about it, so tell me.
Well, you know, Bill, I didn't know about it either until about four or five research papers crossed my desk. And I knew some of the biochemistry, but I didn't understand the role of nitrate in the diet. And nitrate is a precursor to some other compounds the body makes that influence our blood pressure, that influence erectile function in men. It's found in leafy green veggies, but the richest source is beets and especially beetroot juice.
I like beets.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people just kind of like have this sort of yuck factor when it comes to the juice.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a company out there, I don't recall the name, but they basically add, I think, a little bit of apple juice to it to improve the flavor. Anyway, there's been a slew of studies, one in the Journal of the AMA, this was just published last month, that looked at, I think over 100,000 people and their risk of glaucoma. And people with the highest intake of nitrate had the lowest risk of glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Now, there's lots of other nutrients in leafy green veggies, which is where they were really looking at the nitrate. But there are several studies that show beetroot juice actually lowers blood pressure. It's very good. The typical dose is roughly a cup or so a day. A cup meaning, you know, literally a cup, you know, getting out the measuring bowl.
And then you drink the juice?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But, and you say that they try to, I don't know, soften it up a little bit with apple juice or just, I mean, what's it taste like? What's beet juice taste
like? Well, it tastes like beets. And
well, if I like beets, maybe I'll like the beet juice. So
yeah.
You're saying a cup would be the recommended.
Yeah, not a mug cup, but kind of like a regular small cup, you know, once or twice a day. And or if you like beets, I mean, eat a couple beets every day. Mm. You know, I like putting beets in salads, and that's a good way to take it in. But, you know, what amazes me is this was totally off my radar until someone brought it to my attention. And you know, the biochemistry made simple is that the dietary nitrate is a precursor to a compound called nitric oxide, not the same as nitrous oxide, which is laughing gas. And nitric oxide actually dilates or expands blood vessels, which helps lower blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. All right, 790-2040. We had a caller who did not want to go on the air. Is that right, Ray? Yeah, okay. But I can thank you, Ray, for putting his question up. It's basically about frequent urination at night, and the caller has seen some of these commercials on TV about, you know, cutting down the frequency of having to run to the bathroom during the night. Now, there are supplements that will help this. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if this is simple, benign prostate enlargement.
Enlarged, yeah.
Saw palmetto. Mm-hmm. It's basically an extract of berries that are, you know, grown in Florida.
I've used it myself, saw palmetto, and I have found in my particular case it does work.
Yeah, it does.
Every individual is probably different, of course, but I can say that I have tried that product.
Yeah, lycopene, which is an extract from tomatoes, this helps. There are some other supplements, but, you know, I would say go to the doctor, rule out prostate cancer, and there are a lot of non-pharmacological approaches.
All right, we're going to take a break right here, this portion of the show. Jack, do you cook?
I love to cook.
I know you love to cook. James Beard, award winner, Janos Wilder.
I love his downtown kitchen.
Well, just behind the kitchen is Janos's newest product. It's called Carriage House. Jack, they've remodeled a 100-year-old building downtown, really did a great job. They're now offering year-round cooking classes, and they've got some great chefs who are coming in. Janos kind of kicked things off with a very successful opening a week or so ago. And the best way to find out about who is going to be teaching what is to go to carriagehousetucson.com. This is really something that we have so many people that love to cook in this town. This is going to be a big hit.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, what we've been lacking for the last few years are some good cooking classes.
And
there used to be some, and then they just kind of like closed up and the owners moved away.
All right. Again, it is carriagehousetucson.com. 1247, back with Jack Chalom after this. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Speaking of Vero Amore, thanks to our friends at Vero Amore. They are one of the charter members of the Buckmaster Supporter Group. They've been with us since day one. First and only VPN certified authentic Neapolitan pizzeria in Arizona. Congratulations. This is the 10-year Jack Chalam anniversary for Vero Amore. It's hard to believe they started off over there in Bash's, that center over at Camp Lowell and Swan. Very small space.
I didn't even know
that. Oh, yeah. Started in that very small space and then have expanded now over to Plaza Palomino. But very, very great. It's good pizza. I love their pizza.
Yeah, and Plaza Palomino just has a nice vibe.
They
there.
Do. And I like the particular pizza I like has the basil in it, and it's the Mediterranean pizza. But anyway, the big celebration is March 23rd at Vero Amore. It'll be open to the public, a 10-year anniversary. Also, also want to say thank you to our friends in Silver City and Grant County. Jack, you go over to New Mexico a lot. In fact, you
I
shot
certainly
some,
do, yeah.
A photo that you took in White Sands, New Mexico was used. Let me see if I get the day, the month right. It was the October of White Sands. Was it October?
September 2014.
September. It was the Nikon calendar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had a lot of choices there, and they chose
how about 100,000 submissions?
Well, shows you're a pretty darn good photographer. Anyway, Silver City, I know you've been over there. It's just 3 hours.
Yeah, it's really come alive and kind of like a little fun place to go.
Historic place. They've really fixed up the downtown, and so check it out.
the best place, southwestnewmexico.org, and the full listing there of great places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon, and the full list of things to do. We're speaking with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Jack comes on our program once a month. He's one of 24 contributors at buckmastershow.com. And we've been talking, well, the lead story in your nutrition reporter, the March edition, was that dietary nitrate, which we learned something today. I'd never heard of it. But beet juice, a cup of beet juice a day keeps the doctor away. No,
I don't know if it'll keep the doctor away, but it's probably going to lower your blood pressure.
Well, it would be worth trying, and I like beets, so we'll see how the beet juice tastes. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the items in the Nutrition Reporter. You get to a certain age, how many people do you hear complaining of knee pain, osteoarthritis?
Yeah, it comes with age, Bill. You know, a lot of people take glucosamine or mm-hmm. chondroitin supplements. There's another supplement out there called type 2 collagen. And it's something that is actually a constituent of these collagen pads that basically protect the knee joint and keep the bone from rubbing, the two mm-hmm. pieces of bone from rubbing against each other. And so there's a study just recently at the University of California, and they gave subjects 40 milligrams of type 2 collagen. Lo and behold, their symptoms of knee osteoarthritis decreased, and they had a better improvement than people who were taking glucosamine and chondroitin. Mm. Now, the people taking glucosamine and chondroitin still benefited, mm-hmm. just not as much as people who were taking type 2 collagen.
How do you get type 2 collagen?
All the health food and natural food stores in town sell it.
Really?
Natural Grocers, New Life, Sprouts. And so it's certainly worth checking into.
I've heard some people swear by raw milk.
You know, this is so controversial, mm-hmm. and it has been for decades. And, you know, there was a study done in Germany, just published, and they found that kids who grew up on farms eating raw milk, rather drinking raw milk, mm-hmm. Had a much lower risk of developing asthma as they got older. And the researchers traced that to the omega-3 content in raw milk. Mm. Now, like I said, this is so controversial. And what I, you know, when someone asks me about raw milk, mm-hmm. what I do is steer them to what's called certified raw milk. Mm-hmm. And basically it undergoes a more rigorous processing. Although I have to admit, when I was in my 20s and living in the Chicago area, my boss used to take me out to this farm, and we'd basically just pick up bottles of refrigerated raw milk and leave a couple bucks in the till. It's got a richer flavor. It's much creamier than regular milk. I think the taste is wonderful. I'm not a big milk drinker anymore. Mm-hmm. In fact, other than a little cream in my coffee in the morning, I don't think I have had a glass in probably decades.
And you concluded in the Nutrition Reporter, you know, about the raw milk controversy. You say it is hard to say which side is correct.
Yeah. I mean, there's things to be said for both sides. I mean, you know, pasteurization certainly saved the lives of millions of people mm-hmm. when contamination of milk was a big problem.
Louis Pasteur.
Yeah, and that's less of a problem if the farm really follows modern sanitation standards, hence certified raw milk.
Okay, Jack, before we wrap it up, and we will not hear you on the radio until April, but you do have that speaking event coming up.
Yeah, again, March 31st at the New Natural Grocers, Broadway Village, Broadway and Country Club, 6:30 in the evening. Come on out.
Yeah, and our friend Jerry Cross, our production manager, has been at some of your events. He really enjoys it, and he said he always has a good time because, you know, you take a lot of questions, too, from the audience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really try to leave enough time for that. People come in with questions totally unrelated to the presentation, which will be on prediabetes.
Okay. And folks can get the Nutrition Reporter.
NutritionReporter.com.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, that's Jack Chalom. He's with us once a month on the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show back tomorrow at 12:04 for the midweek edition. Going to go heavy into education tomorrow. We've got Cam Juarez, TUSD board member, then David Safir from the Tucson Weekly writes about education. But coming up this afternoon, we've got 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Let me try to remember what Mike is talking about. Oh, the air show. He's talking about the air show this afternoon at 4. Ray Allen will be here with him, making sure all the buttons are pushed in the right direction. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, the Daily Double. 8 to 9, Sean McCluskey. His program is called The Talk of the Town. And this program, my last name, Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Until then, on behalf of Ray Allen, I am Bill Buckmaster. Great afternoon and evening to you.